The views expressed are those of the author as of the date noted, are subject to change based on market and other various conditions, are not a solicitation to purchase or sell any security, and may not reflect the views of United Planners Financial Services. Keep in mind that current and historical facts may not be indicative of future results.
Hi, I'm Angie Nelson. Welcome to KIOW and Bradford's Money Outlook. Join us as we find out what big things are happening at Bradford.
Today we have Shallon Weiss and Jared Raymond from the Bradford Financial Center in Clarion and Garner with me to talk about retirement.
The third great revolution in America's retirement industry is about to begin. On January 1st, 2024, its effects will start to ripple through the U.S. economy. Over time, this impending revolution could end one of the most influential stock market trends of the past 40 years. To fully grasp the implications here, let's travel back to 1781, when on the eve of America's victory over the British, George Washington sparked the very first retirement revolution. With the American Revolutionary War in its sixth year, the Continental Army needed experienced officers. Backed by General Washington, the new federal government promised to pay soldiers in the recently established U.S. Armed Forces half their wartime salaries for life if they stayed in the Army until the end of the war. It was the first modern U.S. pension plan, and it failed miserably. After the war, our new republic's finances were shaky. Instead of half their salaries for the rest of their lives, Washington was only able to offer his former officers 5 years of pay in the form of a bond. Many officers wound up selling the bond at a deep discount.
Well, that's horrible. And what about those that were still serving?
Well, enlisted men didn't do much better. Congress didn't grant poor and needy war veterans pension benefits until 1818. The remaining veterans were finally granted pensions in 1832, 49 years after the war ended. Despite a rocky start, the precedent was set for what later became known as defined benefit pension plans. The primary feature of such plans is right in the name, a promise to pay a defined amount after an employee retires. This benefit became more popular after 1875, when American Express established one of the first known corporate pension plans. Upon retirement, employees 60 or older who'd been with the company for 20 or more years were eligible to receive half their average annual salary, up to $500 a year. The plan was funded entirely by the company with no employee contributions. The employer took all the risk. All an employee had to do was stay in his job long enough and hope that his employer didn't go bankrupt. So defined benefit plans became widespread and remained the norm in both American government and industry for about 200 years until Congress passed the Revenue Act of 1978, creating the 401k plan. This second great retirement revolution transferred the onus of retirement planning from the employer to the employee, so the employee's retirement account was now the property of the employee and no longer a liability of the employer.
So let's look at how a 401k plan can really benefit an employee.
A 401k plan allows employees to contribute pre-tax dollars to a tax-deferred account and allows employers to match up to 6% of their overall compensation. The employee is then responsible for choosing where to invest those funds. His decision determines his rate of return, and therefore how much money he ends up having in retirement. Most workers choose to put a substantial portion of their contributions into the stock market, particularly in index funds, which are one-click ways to buy a basket of stocks that replicate the returns of a particular index, like the S&P 500. Long-term equity returns have been good in the U.S., and despite the occasional bear market, the 401k has worked out well for millions of retirees. The Investment Company Institute reports that there are more than 625,000 401k and other defined contribution accounts in the U.S., holding more than $10 trillion in retirement assets. Now, one of the companies that first popularized 401k retirement plans is launching a new era.
What company and what's this new era look like?
In the third great retirement revolution, employers will once again shoulder the burden of retirement planning for their employees. But unlike pension plans and 401ks, this new investment vehicle set to roll out January 1 likely won't involve the stock market at all. The company is selling it as a way to guarantee the American worker safe, steady 6% annual returns even when the market turns down. But what it will really do is save the employer money and potentially reroute trillions of dollars from overvalued stocks into higher yielding alternatives. In short, the third great retirement revolution could pop the mega bubble. In an internal memo to employees on November 1st, the tech giant IBM announced that it will no longer match employee contributions to 401k accounts. Instead, it will start a brand new plan called the Retirement Benefit Account, or RBA.
And how does an RBA work?
According to the memo, each eligible employee's RBA will be credited monthly with an amount equal to 5% of their eligible pay. No employee contribution required. The plan makes three key promises. First, a guaranteed 6% annual interest rate for the first 3 years. Second, even when the market declines, your balance won't. Third, employees will have, quote, no investment decisions to make. Tech news service The Register reports that after the initial period in which a 6% return is guaranteed, the return on employees' RBAs will track the 10-year treasury yield. The combination of these features tells us there's no way the money will be invested in stocks, or at least that the equity component of those accounts will be very small. So, how can IBM guarantee a 6% annual interest rate for 3 years? By buying good quality corporate bonds that mature in 10 years or more, many of which yield about 6% today. In fact, there are several IBM-issued bonds outstanding that yield 6% plus at current prices. After that, IBM could track the 10-year yield by buying 10-year treasuries, perhaps by using derivatives that track the 10-year treasury yield. IBM's 288,000 employees will keep their existing 401ks and can continue their own contributions, but they will no longer have an employer match. Instead, they will supplement their self-funded 401ks with the new RBAs. This change will save IBM a lot of money on matching retirement contributions. IBM used to be one of the world's largest and most respected corporations. When it switched from defined benefit pensions to 401k accounts in 1984, many other businesses followed suit.
Do you think a lot of businesses will follow suit again with these new RBAs?
Well, today, IBM is no longer a leader in technological innovation, but as the big employers of the modern age see the cost-cutting benefits of its RBA plan, we have no doubt that they'll look to copy it again. We could easily see Walmart with 1.6 million U.S. workers and 500,000 international workers starting its own fixed income-focused guaranteed return program. The same applies to all the big employers in the U.S., including Amazon, Home Depot, United Health, United Parcel Service, Target, Starbucks, and hundreds more. Not all these companies break out employee compensation, but a cursory view of their income statements suggests they collectively save as much as $3 billion per year in compensation expense by stopping 401k matching and switching to RBAs.
If people have questions about our discussion today to help in managing their wealth journey, what should they do?
For a free consultation to help you manage your wealth journey, contact one of us today at BradfordFinancialCenter.com or call 515-532-6661. You can also reach us toll-free at 800-348-4419.
Thank you, Shallon and Jared, for being with us today. Join us again next Tuesday at 9:10 for Bradford's Money Outlook to find out what big things are happening at Bradford. You can also find Bradford's weekly conversations on our website at KIOW.com. I'm Angie Nelson for KIOW.
Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Bradford Financial Center, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through Bradford Insurance. Tax and accounting services offered through Bradford Tax and Accounting Network. Bradford Financial Center, Bradford Insurance, and Bradford Tax and Accounting Network are not affiliated with United Planners. Neither Bradford Financial Center nor United Planners provide tax or legal advice. The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. Statements of future expectations and other forward-looking statements are based on current market and economic conditions and assumptions and involve uncertainties that could cause actual results, performance, or events to substantially differ from those expressed or implied. Keep in mind that all investing involves risk, and there's no guarantee that any strategy will be successful. References to specific companies are purely informational.